Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abusabi. Samer, how we doing today?
Doing pretty well. Getting into the month of June here. And so, of course, that means another round of new music to listen to.
That's right. This is our sixth new music mix of the year. We're halfway through the year. This is incredible.
I know, that is wild. I've already started to think about like which ones I'm going to put on the best of the year, which is, you know, how we round out our season. So there are some strong contenders in every single mix. Every single time we do one of these, I'm like, oh, this is for sure going to be on there. But then by the end of the year, I'm like, oh no, you know, there's been some better ones. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's really hard as the year goes on because, yeah, you're right. Every month I'm just like, oh my God, this is one of my favorite songs of the year. No, this is one of my right. favorite songs. Yeah. Just keeps topping itself. All right. So once again, a mix here. This is new music. Either the album is upcoming or has recently been released. And some of these artists you've heard of, some of these you probably haven't. So that's what's always fun about these new music mixes. But let's get into it. This is certainly an artist most people have heard of. Your first pick, Emotion Sickness by Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, I definitely have heard of them myself, although I did pick some bands that I hadn't heard of before, which is always fun whenever we do these. But Queens of the Stone Age is a longtime favorite of mine. New album coming out called In Time's New Roman, which I'm pretty excited about. I like the name of that album because it just suggests like that's like the default font, right, for Word, like historically. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering what he's saying about that, about this album. Is he just trying to, are they going back to like their default, like their kind of core sound, which I think this song definitely sounds like it. It sounds like a Queens of the Stone Age track. So I love that. It almost has like a White Stripes vibe to it, the way he sings some of these lines, especially whenever he sings like, oh, atrocious, ferocious, and he's like rolling like the F and the R or whatever. I love that effect. But he seems to be having pretty fun with this track, although it is apparently about a breakup with his ex and like getting over her and like feeling like he was like, you know, finally, you know, as he says, my fever broke, like he's finally getting over his ex. And funny enough, I feel like a lot of our tracks this year or this month are about breakups. I feel like that was like kind of a theme. I don't know why. Maybe this is the time that people break up or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that was I like this track. It's got such a great sound to it. But yeah, when I read through the lyrics, I was like, this guy's really going through something. It almost sounded like an anxiety attack at times, right? Like it was, yeah, I mean, this is a tough breakup.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think it is him dealing with a lot of that, a lot of emotions lately. And we've talked about this before, like how a lot of new music now is born out of the pandemic too, and like dealing with all of that. And so I think like we're going through a round of a generation of artists who are producing music about dealing with this like global trauma that we all went through. So it's interesting how that's like making its way through all of the music.
Yeah, I wonder how that will kind of continue to bubble up, you know, in music, and if it will become more prevalent if we're sitting here a year from now and it's just even more pronounced just across right. new artists and maybe younger artists. It might even be more so there. But no, this was a great pick. And you're right. Just love the sound. I mean, they sound so much like any number of classic rock bands. Like if you're into that from like the, you know, the 70s or something, some sort of Deep Purple kind of sound to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is great. It's got a great sound to it. And again, you know, once you dig in there, it's going to be an experience, but I think it only adds to it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Track number two, your first pick, Knee Deep by Abraham Alexander.
Yeah, I actually got to see this guy live last year. He opened up. I went to a concert here in Dallas for St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and he was their opening act. And it was just him and a guitar out there. And he just had such a unique voice and such a unique sound. I was really excited when this album was coming out because I was like, oh, wait, I know this guy. I've seen him live. It's like buying low on a stock and then seeing it kind of rise up.
Right.
So I was really excited. But yeah, this is a really cool song. The whole album's pretty good because he's got this interesting mix. He's got a really soulful kind of voice. But he's got some guitar in there. There's even a gospel feel to what he does. But yeah, I mean, this one's just this kind of, I took it as like a description of some sort of grief or something he's going through, right?
Right.
Like we talked about the breakup, but it doesn't even necessarily need to be a breakup, right? It could be whatever sort of thing you're grieving in the moment. But this track kind of stood out off of the album, but went through most of the album. And it's really good. I think he's one to watch for.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really enjoyed this track a lot. And I can relate to like a lot of the lyrics and that feeling. You know, he's like singing that he's knee deep in the unknown. But, you know, you've got to hurry up. We've got places to go. And I think it's that sense of like you might, you know, as you said, be grieving or dealing with something and you're in a state of unknown. But like you kind of have to keep going, you know, and just try to keep moving as much as you can, as difficult as that may be. And so I think, you know, as we've talked about that, that can be common for a lot of us these days, of just feeling of like, I don't know what's going on. I'm knee deep in the unknown, but we've got places to go. So you just keep moving.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to just get caught up in logistics, right? To help yourself move on.
Yes.
All right. Your pick, and hopefully this isn't the state that one gets to if they're grieving or going through a breakup, but the title here is Out of My Mind. The band is Little Image.
Yeah, this is one of the ones that's a total new band for me. They're actually based out of Dallas, Texas. So, you know, be sure to, if you like them, be sure to check out. I'm sure that they're touring locally or something. But they have like a great alt rock sound. And it just reminds me of something from like the 2000s or 2010s. It's like just a good head rocking song, especially in the chorus. And so I was really excited to just stumble upon them. And I was very pleased to see that they're from Dallas. So that's always fun whenever one of our cities is represented here on the mix. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, this was a band I was not familiar with. And yeah, just a fun, just, you know, immediately the rhythm kind of gets you, you know, their sound, you know, you get kind of caught up in it. But yeah, it's cool. It's kind of, this is more of a love song, I think, more than a breakup song on our mix. So I thought that was a nice little outlier for us on this one.
Yeah, exactly. We try to keep it balanced here, you know.
the lyric I like is, he says, I've been walking backward with my head turned around, making every promise again. And I thought that was really cool. Just kind of the, you're so caught up in this, it's like you just want to have those feelings again and again.
Yeah, I loved that imagery. That was another one I was going to call out. But yeah, I like that one a lot. No, it's good. It's a nice sound. And we'll see where they're going too. You know, just speaking of two kind of smaller groups that are on the up and coming. All right, track number four. You likely heard of Ben Folds, and I really enjoyed this song. I thought it was kind of tongue-in-cheek in a way, but you know, it's called Back to Anonymous. So yeah, tell me about how you picked this one.
Yeah, he's got a new album coming out, and there's like three or four tracks out there already, which are all great, because I think Ben Folds is always great just from a, you know, musical standpoint, then songwriting standpoint. And you're right, this one's very tongue-in-cheek because he talks about just doing ordinary things and now people don't know who he is.
Right.
he kind of had this peak of fame, you know, probably in like late 90s, early 2000s was probably when he hit those heights. And he's still making music, obviously, and he's probably still just a working musician. It's probably not like he has to pick up another job or anything. But this song is so funny because he talks about it not really being his choice, but now he's just kind of back to being this anonymous person. And it's great because you can't tell if he kind of both misses it and doesn't miss it at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think that's kind of what's clever about it. But what I really like is the sentiment about unfamous people who deserve praise, where he sings, it's a big world with unfamous people who deserve the grand applause and they quietly carry on. I'd like to think that I could be that strong. So I think that is like the part where you know, he is maybe struggling of like being unfamous now, but there's all these unfamous people all the time that are doing wonderful things in the world, and they deserve like a round of applause, you know, for the things that they're doing on this planet. So I really like it, you know, but it did make me laugh, especially in the opening where he's like, thank you for those crazy days, but it's back to anonymous.
That's right. Yeah, whether he likes it or not. Well, speaking of not so famous people, your next pick is Stuck by 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, I mean, I just discovered 30 Seconds to Mars. I don't think anyone has heard them before. Jared Leto, you watch for his career. He's gonna do some interesting things.
Yeah, keep talking about. But I have my doubts.
All right, so obviously, just kidding here. I think we're all familiar with 30 Seconds to Mars. If you're not, no problem. This is a great new track from there that kind of introduces you to what they do. This one is like, it has like more of a dark sounding vibe to it, especially that really deep bass line in the chorus, which is my favorite part of the whole song. What I love again is the album title, and it's called It's the End of the World, But It's a Beautiful Day. I just think, again, speaking to that theme of all of us having gone through a pandemic and coming out, you know, more or less on the other side, although, you know, it could be argued that we're still kind of in the throes of it in a way, just different stages of it. But I think that sentiment of everything else going on, it's like, it's the end of the world, but look, it's a beautiful day, which, yeah, I think we all can relate to. But this one is, I felt like a, you know, more of an earworm. I love the ending where he's singing, you know, da-dum, da-dum, da-da-da-da, or whatever. And as always, shout out to the person who writes out all the accurate da-dum, da-dums online. Although I'm sure now it's like an AI-generated thing. So thank you, robot.
Yeah, we could be kind to the robots, right? You could say thank you to Alexa. She'll say, you're welcome. Yeah, this was a good one. The bass line in the middle there, like, absolutely stuck out to me. Like, I'm glad you called that out. And I love there was a line, you make sure I don't find anybody new, right? And it's like, just such a, like, this is such a bad breakup. And this person just seems to just keep coming around and doing just enough to keep them kind of interested and make sure they can't move on. It's just,
right.
Yeah, it's so well done the way they portray that. And yeah, just a great song. But I mean, Jared Leto, I mean, look, the guy may be a weirdo, but he's super talented, right?
He's very talented. Incredibly so, yeah. All right, track number 6, your next pick, and it is Without You by Katie Whiten.
Okay, so this is someone I was not familiar with. So Katie Whiten is Australian, and she's best known to be in a band called All Our Exes Live in Texas. Okay.
Oh,
which
nice.
which is not a country band, right? It's kind of a folk rock sound, borderline country-ish, because I kind of did a deep dive into them because that's who she was best known for. But you know, this song on just by title alone, I thought was gonna be this kind of, oh, I sort of miss you type thing. But right. It takes this whole different tack where it's just like, apart, we're so much better, you know, like without yes. You, I'm this good thing and I'm this good thing without you. And then she even goes into this, without me, you're this and you're better without me. And yet, you know, they kind of, you know, find each other or miss each other, like whatever it is, like the couple in this song is clearly not good for each other, but somehow either, you know, still want to be together or still end up together. It's kind of hard to say, but yeah, I just thought it was really well written and like the sound of her voice and just all of it. I thought it was a really, really well put together song.
No, I agree. This one really made me smile because the sentiment is, again, I think something we can all, you know, relate to of, I am so much better off without this person. And yet there's still a small part of me that like, misses this person. Like, that's a very common feeling sometimes. But I love all the things that she lists out, you know, like, I read better, I'm more than enough, I don't drink so much, I floss my teeth, I know what I need, I get to my feet, like all of these wonderful things that she's doing because now she's without this person. So that's great.
I like the idea of someone preventing someone else from flossing, you know.
Right.
You don't
get that
do
away
it
from your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though we all do it like just 3 days before our teeth cleaning, you know, twice
oh,
a year. So they'll be like, hey, someone's been flossing. Like, you just want that affirmation from the hygienist, you know?
It's true, yeah.
All right, track 7, It Is All I Do by Bully.
Yes, shout out again to one of our listeners and followers on Instagram for introducing us to Bully. But I absolutely was so excited that she's got new music, and this is very much in line with the rest of her sound. And I loved the song in particular just because it's like so high energy. She's just got this great like punk rock sound, but also her lyrics are really fun. So, you know, like whenever she sings here, Polly's got a psychic, says she'll talk to you. You can pay $100 for more bad news. And I love that. You know, it's like, yeah, you probably don't need a psychic to tell you that maybe there's some more bad news around the bend, because there's perpetually bad news, right? I think that's like the secret I'm learning as I'm getting older, is like, there's just always bad news. And it's just a matter of like how you deal with it that changes, not necessarily that like the news is going to get any better or not. So I love that. But yeah, I'm very excited to be introduced to Bully. And, you know, also shout out to Pitchfork for featuring her as well. You know, maybe it goes the other way. Maybe Pitchfork gets the recommendations from us.
Ooh, so. That's a great point. Yes. Maybe they're doing what we're doing. Sarcastic listener out there who tried to insult us. Okay.
I know. Clearly I can't let this go.
No, I appreciate it. I think the listeners do too. Yeah, this song is great. And, yeah, I love her sound. Like, I just love, you know, we've done a couple of women who rock mixes, and I think this would definitely be in the mix there. She's got, you know, it almost reminded me a little bit of Hole. Like, her voice kind of reminded me of Courtney Love. But yeah, and they even do kind of the distortion a little bit on her voice, and I think even that works. It's not like so over the top that it's distracting, but yeah, just a great song, a really fun song to listen to.
Is real music dying? What even is real music, and who are we to judge that? Well, my father is a lifelong musician, and together we've been making music for over a decade. In our new podcast, we dare to ask the urgent, the weird, and the deep questions, and we have a lot of wild stories to tell. No matter what genres you enjoy, whether you're a musician, a producer, or a listener, we invite you to discover unconventional perspectives on music. So tune in and go follow Mad Makings of Music wherever you listen to podcasts.
Awesome. All right. Track 8, Cast Iron Skillet by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit.
Yeah, so Jason Isbell, if you're not familiar with him, there is an HBO documentary that just came out about him called Running With Our Eyes Closed. Or maybe I can't call it HBO anymore. Can I only refer to it as Max? Or...
Yeah, I think it's only Max now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the most annoying upgrade I've ever had to do on an app. You're like, all right, let's watch Succession. And you're like, oh,
yeah, we can't just update the branding on your app. You just had to send us to an entirely new app. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Good job.
Yeah, well, there's no money there. We can't just afford, an upgrade. anyway. But there is a documentary there about Jason Isbell. He is a brilliant musician and songwriter. And if you go down the rabbit hole with his music, I'm sure you're going to find something that you love. He has had a lot of struggles with drug addiction. And, you know, he talks a lot about that in his music. And it has almost caused his death and his downfall. And if you watch the documentary, you'll hear him tell a lot of stories about that. Now, onto this. He's got new music coming out this year. I like this song because it kind of starts one way and then kind of goes into a little bit of storytelling in the middle. So it's almost like this list of advice, right? Like the title Cast Iron Skillet comes from this line repeated over and over, which is don't wash the cast iron skillet, which, by the way, you shouldn't wash a cast iron skillet, right? You let the flavor stay on there, a really good old right. Cast iron skillet. That's a good thing. Okay, Samurai, I know you don't eat meat, but, you know, for those who do eat meat, you know, it ends up being a real positive, okay? But the song really shifts and goes into kind of this sad story, sort of talking about someone who, you know, I listened to it a few times. I'm not sure if they've lost their struggle with addiction, or what's going on, but you get these little interstitial like advice lines and then back to this story of someone who's really struggling. And I just think it's really well done and it sounds great. So definitely another great one from Jason Isbell.
Yeah, I thought this song was really tragic, to be honest. Like I listened to it and was just like, wow, this is really rough, like the things that he's singing about. But yeah, I think the other problem, though, like what lightened it for me is that whenever I think of songs that give advice, I think of the always wear sunscreen, which then leads me to the no sex in the champagne room song. And so then that just kind of takes me out of the moment a little bit. So like I feel like that song has kind of forever ruined people giving me advice and song. If somebody scuffs your Puma, like walk away.
Walk it's away. Okay. I'm glad your brain is wired to take you to a more positive place, though, even listening to a song like this.
But no, it was a really good song, and the emotion definitely comes through that he's singing about. Like, there's no doubt about that.
Well, something the character in that song doesn't need to do, okay, is expressed in this next song, and the title is Borrow Trouble by Feist.
Yeah, Feist has a new album, which is so exciting. You probably know her for 1, 2, 3, 4. That's like, if you're not too familiar with a lot of other Feist song, that was her big hit many, many years ago. But she has a new album coming out. And again, this is a song that speaks a lot about how she deals with like anxieties in the world and trouble. And, you know, it's that same theme of all of us kind of waking up now and letting, like she talks about borrowing trouble. Like you're basically kind of spinning or turning your own pot of things. So like in the lyrics here, to sleeping innocent minds, it happens at the break of day, before your wits are gathered, even before you are awake. Your thoughts will find a clock to wind and put dissent into your ear. Even before your eyes are open, the plot has thickened around your fear. And I just think, wow, so amazing, like so descriptive of that sense of like, you're just waking up, but you're already waking up really anxious and you've like spun a whole story about, you know, your anxiety and you're letting your fear take over. And unfortunately, that's really common. Like a lot of people struggle with anxiety and it can be crippling. And so I think, you know, we kind of do that to ourselves often, and hopefully you can find ways to get help. There's a lot of mental health resources out there and everything. But I think this is just super relatable, even if you just deal with anxiety every now and then, of like that sense of like you're kind of making it worse for yourself in a lot of ways. Like your brain is like spinning a story, and sometimes even before you're awake, it's doing that. So I thought that was really powerful, like that she's singing about that in her own struggles. And then she has this like cathartic, like screaming at the end, which is great because it actually speaks to her history, because she was like a punk rocker that damaged her vocal cords. So then she pivoted and started doing these really like soft, like alt pop, you know, tracks. And so I think it's kind of cool that she's, you know, introducing a little bit of her like history into the end of this song, where she's just like cathartically screaming and letting it all out. So I really like this track a lot, and I'm excited for the rest of the album.
I didn't realize that about her career, that it kind of took that pivot. That's fascinating. That, I mean, first of all, and also speak to like, again, someone super talented, because you can pivot from punk rock to kind of the sort of alt rock, if you will, and still do it really well. No, this is a really good song, and you're spot on with, you know, the way she expresses how anxiety affects her life. The line that I called out was, it's a poor skill to get so good at making wrong what is so right. You know, it's like, that's it right there. Right. Like, and she's just entirely in her head, like everything's fine, but she sort of, like you said, spins this story where something's wrong. So yeah, I thought that was really well done. It just a well-written song. And of course it sounds great. I love a good saxophone solo. We get that in this one.
Yes.
So that's also great. Love hearing instruments you don't always hear in rock songs. So yeah, I don't know, just a great song. I mean, I could write out all the lyrics. Like I just found myself quoting, right. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a great line. So yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah, she's an excellent songwriter, no doubt. All right. Track number 10, Always Get This Way by The Aces.
Yeah, this is an all women band from Provo, Utah.
Nice.
Shout out to all our Provo listeners. You get the Aces this week. you know, there's it's just kind of a fun, upbeat kind of song. I love the, it had kind of a throwback sound. It almost reminded me of like a modern day ABBA sound, right? Like that's what I was getting when I was listening to them. And so I really appreciated that. And it was still kind of more rocky than it is like poppy, I think. But this line they repeat a lot is like, if you can find it in your heart not to tear me apart, right? Like it's this kind of repeated pattern, it seems like, in these relationships. That's what they're kind of expressing here. And I don't know, I thought it was a really good song, and listened to their whole new album, and I thought that was really good. So definitely worth checking out. I was not familiar with them before coming upon this new album.
Yeah, I wasn't either. And it's interesting. This is like in that category of upbeat songs are actually about kind of a sad thing, because it has that 80s synth pop sound to it that I was like really digging, and it does sound like a little bit more, you know, lighter. But then it's apparently a song about like how we don't hold space for people struggling with mental health issues. And so I think that that line also speaks to that of like, you know, the people in your life kind of don't, like they do tend to tear you apart and treat you like an inconvenience, as she says. And so I think that part is really powerful as she sings about it. And she notes that it's actually one of the most vulnerable songs that she's ever written. And I think that comes through in the lyrics as well. But I really liked it. And I definitely liked the 80s sound to it. I also noted it had a real throwback feel to it as well.
All right, well, let's pick it up a little bit with your last pick. I absolutely love this one. Okay. It is Video Games by Tenacious D.
Yeah. Oh my God. I had to put a Tenacious D song on here. I'm so excited that they're releasing new music. It's been a minute. This is obviously a far less serious topic than some of the other songs we've covered on today's mix. It's only like a minute and a half, but it's like the best minute and a half you can spend all day. You know, here Jack Black is singing about how he doesn't play video games anymore, except for like Fallout 4, except for a bunch of other ones. And the one I really have to call out is the verse all about Red Dead Redemption 2. And he's like, you know, but I don't play video games no more. I never play them. But Red Dead Redemption 2, that is not a game. It's an incredible journey through old American history, fighting for your life and fighting for your family. And he just goes on and on. And then he ends it all with like that classic, like sound, you know, that it's like, I obviously can't do it as well as he does. But he's clearly having so much fun with this track. And I think that's what I've always loved about Tenacious D is like, he's got so much musical talent, but like he has so much fun with his music making. And I think that really comes through on everything. Like he does not take himself seriously. And yet he's super talented at like metal and acoustic and like all these different genres of music that they've produced. So I think it's awesome.
Well, and this is a country song, right? Like you talk about different genres. Like this is essentially a country song. Jack Black's got an amazing voice. And yet, yeah, it's this ridiculous song. But I do love the idea because you hear this all the time from people where it's like, I hate this, right? And it's like, oh,
right.
And then you get into this. I mean, people do it with music all the time where it's like, oh, man, I hate country music. And then a country song will come on and they'll be like, well, no, I mean, I like this one. Like, this is good. Right. But I mean, I hate country music, right? Like, can you just go back and forth with this person? So I just love taking that concept. It's, yeah, it's the same thing. Look, I never play video games. Okay, well, except for this one, sure, yeah. But it's not really a video game, is it?
Right. I just have to imagine the team that created Red Dead Redemption 2 was just so pleased with themselves.
Well, and awesome. Probably that somebody gets it, right? Like they were like, right, yes, that's what we were going for. This is not a video game.
I love that. All right, let's take this thing home. Your last pick, and it is Yard Sale by Ben Harper and Jack Johnson.
So this was the song I can almost guarantee this will be on my best of mix at the end of the year, because this was the one I think I listened to over and over again after I discovered it. Ben Harper sounds so much like Cat Stevens now. It is unbelievable. And so at first listening, like when he started singing, I was like, God, that is just, it's almost like he's doing a Cat Stevens impression.
Right.
But I just thought this song was so well written, and it just talks about kind of moving on from a relationship and having, you know, things at a yard sale that were just in your house because somebody used to live there and they don't anymore. And the line is, you know, love is like a yard sale. You know, people come by, they hold your future hostage and bargain for your past, you know, because it's like that, you know, that can you move on without these things? But it's like, I'll give you $2 for it. And then you're still kind of like, come on, that's worth more than $2. Come on. You know, you're going back and forth. So I just thought it was really cleverly written. It's so beautifully sung. And it's just such a, you know, really, you know, fun, simple song that, yeah, I don't know. This was definitely my top pick out of mine.
Yeah, I loved this one too. I was really, I mean, I love Jack Johnson. I'm not as familiar with Ben Harper, but I could see the Cat Stevens comparison for sure. But I also loved that metaphor of like love is a yard sale and strangers wander up onto your grass. And as you said, hold your future hostage. Like, it's so great. But yeah, I enjoyed the song, and I look forward to it being on our end of the year mix again, because I enjoyed listening to it this time.
I think it's going to be tough to knock out of my top 12, but you know what? We'll see. Okay. And you can follow this mix and everything else that we do at Super Awesome Mix. And hey, while you're listening to this show, give us a 5-star review, huh? It helps other people find the show, helps us out, you know, why not? But Samer and I will get to work on all of our next mixes. And so for Samer, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.